Chapter 43, Feelings of Despondency.
Ellen White suffered desponding feelings. You ask me why it is that you awake in the night and feel enclosed in darkness. I often feel the same way myself, but these desponding feelings are no evidence that God has forsaken you or me. Gloomy feelings are no evidence that the promises of God are of no effect. You look at your feelings, and because your outlook is not all brightness, you begin to draw more closely the garment of heaviness about your soul. You look within yourself and think that God is forsaking you. You are to look to Christ. Entering into communion with our Savior, we enter the region of peace. We must put faith into constant exercise and trust in God whatever our feelings may be. We are to be of good cheer, knowing that Christ has overcome the world. We will have tribulation in the world, but peace in Jesus Christ. My brother, turn your eyes from within and look to Jesus, who is your only helper. Letter 26, 1895. Counsel to a Despondent Sister. In my Christian experience, I have passed over the ground where you are now traveling. It seemed that I was bound in chains of despair. When quite young, only about 12 years old, I was for months utterly helpless. But the Lord did not suffer me to remain in this condition. He attracted me by His own mercy and grace and brought me to the light. He will help you. Look away from yourself. Do not think or talk of yourself. You cannot save yourself by any good work that you may do. The Lord Jesus has not made you a sin-bearer. He has not been able to find any human or angelic being to be a sin-bearer. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you not believe the words of Christ? He bids you, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Think of the Savior. Lay your sins, both of omission and commission, upon the sin-bearer. You know that you love the Lord. Then do not worry away your life because Satan harasses you with his falsehoods. Believe that Jesus will and does pardon your transgression. He bore the sins of the whole world. He loves to have the weak and troubled soul come to Him and rely upon Him. Seek God in simple faith, saying, "I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Angels minister to trusting souls. The Lord does not readily cast off His erring children. He bears long with them. His angels minister to every believing, trusting soul. Now when you read these words, believe that the Lord accepts you just as you are, erring and sinful. He knows that you cannot blot out one sin. He knows that His precious blood shed for the sinner makes that one who is troubled, worried, and perplexed a child of God. The Word of God is like a garden filled with beautiful, fragrant flowers. My sister, will you not pluck the flowers, the roses, the lilies, and the pinks of His promises? Rest in His love. No tongue can express or finite mind conceive the greatness and richness of His promises for just such weak and trembling souls as you are. Simple faith and trust is your part. The Lord's part He never fails to fulfill. By faith draw close to the precious sin-bearer, and then cling to Him by faith. Do not worry. This will not help the matter at all. Believe that Christ Himself rebukes the enemy, and that he can have no more control over you. Believe that Satan has been rebuked. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up for you a standard against him. Take hold of Jesus and never let go. Again, I bid you to look away from yourself. Look to Jesus. Take hold of the Mighty One and never let go. Our Lord Jesus has expressed His love for you in that He gave His own life that you might be saved. You must not distrust that love. Do not look on the dark side. Be hopeful in God. By beholding Jesus as your sin-pardoning Savior, you become changed into His image. Say, I have asked my Savior, He has set me free, and I am free indeed. I am the Lord's, and the Lord is mine. I will not fear. I know that He loves me in my infirmities, and I will not make Him sorry by showing that I distrust Him. I break with the enemy. Christ has cut the cords that bound me, and I will praise the Lord. Thus you can educate and strengthen your mind. May the Lord help and bless you every moment. Be free, yes, be free in the Lord just now. Rejoice in your freedom. Letter 36, 1900. Look beyond the shadows. Jesus lives. He has risen. He has risen, and He is alive forevermore. Do not feel that you carry the load. It is true that you wear the yoke, but whom are you yoked up with? No less a personage than your Redeemer. Satan will cast his hellish shadow athwart your pathway. You cannot expect anything else. But he cast the same dark shadow athwart the pathway of Christ. Now all you have to do is look beyond the shadow to the brightness of Christ. Do not look at the discouragements. Think of how precious is Jesus. Your memory will be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Can you forget what Jesus has done for you? You were taken away from yourself. Your deepest, sweetest thoughts were upon your precious Savior, His care, His assurance, His love. How your desires went out to Him. All your hopes rested upon Him. All your expectations were associated with Him. Well, He loves you still. He has the balm that can heal every wound, and you can repose in Him. The Comforter will be to you all that you desire. You will be weighted with the Spirit of God and the importance of the message and the work. I know that the Lord is willing to reveal to you wondrous things out of His law. Oh, let all take knowledge of you that you have been with Jesus. Letter 30A, 1892. Face the light. I will not allow my mind to dwell on the dark side. Jesus has light and comfort and hope and joy for me. I want to face the light, that the brightness of the Sun of Righteousness may shine into my heart and be reflected to others. It is the duty of every Christian to shine, to shed abroad the light of the grace that Christ imparts. God would have me, even in my pain, praise Him, showing that I realize that His presence is with me. Romans 5:1 and 1 John 5:11 quoted. Manuscript 19, 1892.